This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Dr. Holder, we are so honored that we could get Lou in, especially on a Sunday, man. He's got so much going on, and between being an author, a screenwriter, plays, even spent some time in the pulpit, it's always an honor. I want to go back to Thursday night. What was your take on Washington at Philadelphia?
Good Sunday morning to you, my brother. I wish you blessings, and yeah, if you talk about prayer, yes, I am a man of prayer, so I'm not ashamed of my gospel. So yes, thank you for acknowledging that. Doc, basically what I saw is there's still a delineation between a good team and an elite team, and elite teams find ways to win, and good teams are still trying to get there. So, but I know you're not surprised. I'm not surprised. I mean, this is the ebbs and flows of a football season. So, mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels, I mean, I hate to break people's bubble, but Jaden Daniels is going to hit a rookie wall. I mean, things are going to happen throughout an NFL season. We saw it with RG3. We saw it with Jim Zorn's first year. We saw where people got off to great starts. Defenses and coordinators or offensive and offensive coordinators starts to figure out things, and then things even out. So they lost. They dropped two big ones in the state of Pennsylvania. They won. They lost to Pittsburgh, which, in the grand scheme of things, isn't as important as the loss to the Eagles. But there's still a lot of football left to be played, right? So you know what happened. Saquon Barkley, they time of possession, and that elite running back getting off in the fourth quarter. That was part of the difference there. But the Eagles missed some field goals early on. I mean, that was a good team. That's a good team. They were fumbling around, but after their break, they've now won six straight. And that's where that's where the Commanders are trying to get. And remember, we've all talked about this. This current roster, this current assembly of football players, they're ahead of schedule what we thought. I mean, obviously everybody's surprised at the start, but I mean, we were thinking that the thing that gives me a lot of encouraging fact is that, I mean, this, even with all the stuff that's going on, and I do feel that they'll right the ship because they have people like Bobby Wagner, they have people like Zach Ertz, they have people that have been in this league before to know not to hit a panic button, to know what to say in the media, to know how to get everybody under the same messaging, which was not the case in this area for a long, long time. Everybody was spouting off in different directions. It's one band, one sound, Doc. One band, one sound coming out of that locker room. And in Philadelphia, that's what we heard. Everybody is saying, hey, look, you've lost a couple of games. You can't let this thing snowball. You got to fix some things. This team desperately needs some rest. I mean, that bye week is still not for a couple of weeks. Everybody else seems to have had a bye week except the Washington Commanders And so this is what you need. You need to refocus. You need to understand that, hey, look, there's a lot of football left to be played, and you still can make this a great, great season. You just got to put these two games behind. But they were outplayed. You gotta execute in the NFL. You know that, and they did not execute. There was things there that you're just like, it's going to be a hard day. And then Saquon Barkley, he got off in that fourth quarter, and that was a wrap.
Yeah, prior to that, the defense, I was very encouraged and proud of their effort. The one thing about us is that we have people that will fight now.
Yeah.
Stan Restile, this young man, there's been so much talk about the corners and lack thereof. This young man competed. I think they all did for the most part in terms of the level of effort was there. And you played a better team. You played a team that's ahead of you. Their progression, they're ahead of you. And yet you couldn't tell. And I think that's important. But yet I take away the Hail Mary and go, you could have been looking at three in a row. Down.
That's true.
So what I'm looking at is that let's not trick ourselves. We got to get a victory. And now all that matters to me is that how do we get a win? This team needs a win. Mm. And I see a quarterback that they can hide, clown around about where he's at physically. I'm not even concerned about that anymore. I need somebody in there that can help me win a game. And they need to determine that as soon as possible and move forward with it, because to lose in Dallas is not acceptable.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, whoever Dallas brings out in that uniform, I mean, it's the Dallas Cowboys. So, yeah, every game is important. But again, I used that phrase from Eddie Jordan and the Wizards a long time ago. You better harvest your nuts. And they got off to a good start. But now that cushion is dwindling away, you know, because it's you can't take anybody on that field that's opponent lightly, because like you said, people are like, well, we should be this, we should be that. People tell me that.
Nothing.
I was like, we know should be nothing. You could have lost. You could have lost to the Bears, but you didn't. Well, we could have won. No, you are what your record says that you are.
That's right.
Right. And now it's. But the good thing about it is, Doc, like you said, the competition. And the good thing about it is relevant and meaningful football in November and December is so enjoyable, right? They're not checked out. They're not one of these teams that are already. This is one of those things that every game now in the month of November and December, which is a lot different than September and October. We know that the progressions of a football season, people are getting hurt. That offensive line is hurt. Right, they don't have that shutdown corner. He hasn't played yet. So there's things there that are still to be determined, TBD. But for right now, like I said, I like the fight. And again, I love the fact, and I told you this, and I'll say it again, the most interesting and the most significant free agent signing that the Washington Commanders have had in a long, long time is bringing in Bobby Wagner. I mean, he is going to settle things. It's not sexy. It's not sexy. Neither was London Fletcher when he came here. But to have a captain that rights a ship, and like you said, they were in the games. But when that defense is on the field as long as they were, that time of possession was insane in the second half. I mean, they were gouging them, right? And you couldn't get off the field. You know, so again, that defense is going to tire down. But if you have a Bobby Wagner there, you got a chance. You got a chance. And that offense just didn't perform. That offense was Cliff Kingsbury and Jaden Daniels or Mariota, whoever they're going to put in there to right the ship offensively. That defense did okay until they couldn't do okay anymore because, again, that's an elite running back back there. That's an elite running back in that backfield that was just waiting to go off. But they didn't have any response offensively. So Zach Ertz said it in the locker room. We did not perform offensively, and you could tell. You could tell. But they're still in it. They're still in it. They. You are going into games now, Doc, into this end of the season. You are going into games now. When you look at the prior performance of this team, and the teams that are now in front of them, you are looking at that they can compete with every team in the NFL, and there's an expectation now that you're not going to get blown up, you're not going to do stupid things, you're not going to boo-boo all over yourself, and you're going to be in games. You're going to lose some games in the NFL. It's just a matter of fact. They are now we're a place that they haven't been the entire year, and that's a two-game losing streak, and you are right. They got to fix this so it doesn't spiral out of control, snowball, as they say, and then right the ship, especially a home game in your division. That's all you need to say. A home game in your division with 10 days of rest. There it is. It's self-explanatory.
Yeah, it must win. And I hope that our base understands the importance of this. Not no fake rivalry, because it's fake. You know, damn rivalry. We have to win the game, period. Mm-hmm. Because this is humongous in order the big picture and gaining that momentum back and fixing the things we got to get fixed. Is there one game that, since you don't have media responsibility today, that you would absolutely not miss under any circumstance?
Steelers-Ravens.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
Steelers-Ravens.
Another one. Everybody's saying about the same thing.
I mean, I just... You know, and I mentioned this, Doc. I mean, if I can just divert for a second. I mean, Mike Tomlin and Andy Reid, that's the list. That's the list of relevant, iconic coaches still in the NFL that are on the sideline. So when one of those two coaches comes to your building, you go listen. Me and David Aldridge and many others went to go listen to Mike Tomlin. My goodness. I mean, that is excellence personified, right? And to see what he's doing, again, to me, right now, it's Mike Tomlin and Dan Quinn as co-coaches of the year for what they've had to do and what they're doing right now as they, if the season ended today. Those two, from what they've done, is amazing. And then one person did ask him in the locker room, you'd face Jaden Daniels, and now you're coming up against Lamar Jackson. Do you see any similarities? And he stopped. He goes, I'll be very, very slow to compare anybody to Lamar Jackson. That's Mr. Jackson on the other side. So this rivalry or this interdivisional matchup has captivated the NFL like no other over the last few years. So if there's one game, as to answer your question, the assignment is what game would I not miss on this day that the Commanders are not playing? It's the Steelers-Ravens.
Mm. Somehow, Metal, I think we're unanimous on this is the game. I also think Buffalo, that Buffalo-Kansas City game, is going to be novel, because I would lean towards the Bills today, first time all year that I've gone against Kansas City, which I don't think would affect them in the long run either way. I think the Bills have just got that combination. They got a good aura going about them now. It just might be in the cards for them. But in this regular season, the Chiefs aren't going to care. That, to me, is going to be intriguing.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, anytime 15 is playing, the game is intriguing. But I'm talking, when you look back over the last 10 years, Harbaugh, Tomlin, Russell Wilson now, and Lamar Jackson, weapons upon weapons upon weapons. It's just one of those things. I might put it this way, Doc. If the excitement was what game, if you're flipping between the two games, what game would you stay on? It would be the Baltimore Ravens and the Steelers, and then I would flip over to Kansas City and Buffalo, not vice versa.
Kansas City, yeah, Buffalo, yeah. Sunday night game tonight also. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Well, then there's my answer.
So
to that.
You're out.
But if they were on together, that is a good question though. That is a good question. Hypothetically, if they were on at the same window at 1 o'clock at the same window, which one would you have on first, and which one would be your pitcher in pitcher?
Right.
Oh, sorry, yeah, not Sunday night. 4 o'clock game. Sorry, one is the Ravens are 1 o'clock. Chiefs are 4 o'clock.
Got you. Oh, so you get the best of both worlds. But I'm gonna ask both of you, if it was 1 o'clock, one-on-one straight up, what would be the first one on?
Oh, it's black and gold.
Yeah, it's got to be that Ravens-Steelers game. Yep.
Yeah, it's black and gold. And Big Tony won't be at the game and was not at the game here at home. That's a fake Steeler fan,
right?
In my mind.
But can I just say something that's still so encouraging? That this team, this franchise, the Washington Commanders, still has close to $100 million in cap space and 7 draft picks for next year. Does that excite anybody as much as it excites me?
Yeah, it is. It is promising. But I still believe that if 5 is healthy, they're not done this year.
No, they're not done this year. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying the thing to me,
encouraging.
The thing to me that makes this run, this particular environment, the thing to me that makes this so much different than any other time past Doc Walker, Beathard, and Joe Gibbs and everything like that, there is a structure in place that things are only getting better.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Detroit-like.
That was not the case when you had a flash in the pan and
hit and miss.
You know, there's this is, you know, Bobby Hurley said something, you know, when he was at Connecticut, he said, "Get me now. You better get me now." When he was first starting at Connecticut, "You better get me now." That's what I'm saying right now with the people that are, been looking at the Commanders like, whatever. Objects in your mirror are closer than they appear.
Yeah. No, you're right. Doctor, we appreciate you, dude.
And
can't wait to keep doing it again.
Absolutely. Y'all have a great Sunday.
All right. That is Dr. Lou Holder talking Burgundy and Gold. We'll go to break on that one, and we'll come back and we'll light it up and kick it around. 1-800-636-1067. Kind of interesting, Burgundy Gold Idol, and we get a chance to talk NFL.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, about 9 this morning, we started off and the main topic was Iron Mike Tyson and what once was. And we kind of were on the same accord in that marveling over the fact that the 58-year-old king of the hill once upon a time, a little slow in his movement, but we're glad he survived it and didn't die in the ring and nobody got hurt. Lots of money. I don't know what the dollar amounts were on that, but it seems like it was a lot of paper.
They said he made like $30 million on that fight. Like he made $30
million. He made $30 million. Wow. And the sad part about it is that I just hope that's enough. Because I would assume He wasn't out there for fun. It might have been cool for him. It's a lot of work, man, that he put in.
I know he's talked a lot about not doing well financially under Don King, I will say. he's spoken about that. So,
man, $30 million. $30 million. That's I don't know who would. I think we're sick enough as a society that if he said he'd do it, we'd follow it again. And we shouldn't, but I think we would. I really do. I really think we would. It's
I mean, at the end of his career, he was fighting a bunch of nobodies, and he was still losing then, too. I mean, that's the thing.
I know it. No, I don't want to see it again.
And this was the again. This was the again. You know what I mean? I think people forget that. You think of all those amazing fights he had in the 80s and 90s and stuff, and it's, you know, ever since kind of the Evander Holyfield ear bite, it was just kind of downhill for him from there. And you know, eventually he's just fighting these, like, nobodies and still getting just beat, and it's, you know, it's sad to see then, and then this was kind of the, I don't even want to say a comeback. You know, this wasn't like Elvis's comeback or anything here, man. This is, ugh.
Yeah, in some instances, I mean, some, look, man, when they start changing the rules, the two rounds and stuff, it's pitiful. But yet, we've been in, and I did, I watched the whole nine yards, despite Netflix, whatever went wrong with their control center. It was, I still watch it. I'm admitting it. Neil in Rockville, my guy, said, seriously, huge props to what Mike Tyson accomplished the other night, because I fell asleep on the couch before the third fight ever started. Oh, man. That is great. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go back out to Texas. And speak to Toothpick. Pick, what up?
What's good, Doc? How you doing, man? Thank you for taking my call. What's up, Chris?
I've been interesting, man. Interesting. You know, it's never fun coming off defeat. The Tyson thing, I assume you were there since all the pretty people in Texas were at the fight. But
not this time, Doc. Not this time. We actually went out to see Earthquake. It was a ton of events going down, so it was like a bunch of people was here, and this was one chance that, you know, I had to go see somebody from home, show some love to Earthquake, so went out and supported him on Friday night. Yeah. So, Doc, listen, I wanted to ask this question. I mean, we've been going hard. Our bye week is not for a good little minute. You know, the 10 days, I think, are very important to us. I think Bones might have touched on this a little earlier. But these 10 days, this rest, our offensive line, you taught us things start with the offensive and defensive line. The defensive line is playing great, but that offensive line looks like a mass unit. How important is these 10 days for them, Doc? Because everything, you can't do anything without it. You can't pass. Jaden looks like his feet. He got happy feet. He won't set his feet because he may be a little bit banged up and injured too. But these 10 days, I feel like, are crucial for us.
Well, you're going to get people healthier, but that's all you can hope for. And every team in the league is dealing with the same deal. Yeah, I mean, you sign up for that, and you know that coming in. That's but the key is you have backup quarterback who is completely healthy. You make the decision not to play him at all. That's on you.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's had a game where he totally did look like a rookie, you know, and we've seen him learn. We've seen Jaden learn on the fly in real time, like, okay, I have to set my feet to make a better throw, right?
Yeah,
but it didn't happen. It didn't happen on Thursday night, so it made me feel like maybe the whole team is a little bit fatigued. And a little bit whooped. So I expect to see a better product coming out on Sunday.
I think your opponent had a lot to do with that too. You upgraded.
I believe
to the
that
Eagles.
As well. Yeah, I believe that as well, Doc.
Yeah. Let's not kid ourselves.
Yeah,
you played a better team.
Like the Philly.
Yeah, you played a better team. 100%. They're better than you are. They're ahead of the program. They're further ahead than we are.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
You would have had to jump on them early, be up by 14 or so, scare the hell out of them, force them to do something, make them turn it over, make them do something, and they didn't. And then the gift that the Giants gave them, you know, I mean, come on. The guy looks like he might be MVP. That's just too much. And your defense balled out. There was no problem. Can't blame this on St. Jude's. Wasn't on nobody.
No.
They brought it. But you can only hang in there like that so long. Oh, my God. Get a first down or two. Give them a blow. Put points on the board. And the offense didn't.
Yeah.
Check
me. Doc, I had talked to Corey about this. I believe I saw Juice in the slot. Mikey Sanders still, that's shout out to Mikey Sanders still for real for going up against AJ Brown, defending him the way he did.
He's a player.
But Juice in the slot didn't look bad either. He played an excellent game.
Yeah, he did. I like this dude a lot, man. He gives you all he's got. We're going to get better. We got consistent pressure. Hey, man, sometimes, you know, it just doesn't work. Or the other team is just better. We were on the road against a team that, you know, a year ago this time would have won 10 straight. It's the Eagles. It's not a joke. For real.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you go up in there and you stand up and shows me you can play against anybody. And that one's over now. What I'm concerned about is Dallas and what the frame of mind will be for us. Now you're at a point now where you had a Hail Mary to get a win. You got two losses. Now what? Now it's time to win. You got to get a victory. We got to get back that momentum flipped around again and not talking about playoffs, the future, the draft, the hell with all that. You got to get a win. The only thing that will cure this cause here is a victory. That's, to me, is the only thing I see.
100%.
Everything else,
100%.
Everything else to me is all just propaganda. All propaganda.
Yeah, 100% correct. And I agree with you 100% there. Now, Doc, you know, so you said something earlier that sparked somebody's ears. And you say the Chiefs don't give a damn. Well, somebody said that the Chiefs are undefeated and every game matters right now. So they're not sleeping on the Bills. They're not sleepwalking through the playoffs.
No, I know they won't.
Take it one game at a time.
No. I know they won't. This is the first time all year I picked against them. I love them because they get results. But I think today the try-hard Bills, now that they have restructured their team and they're not being run from the outside in, it's going to be different. It's still regular season
to
the Chiefs.
I tell you what.
Other than Steelers-Ravens, really, I already know what's going to happen with Steelers-Ravens. It's going to come down to the last punch. But I don't know what's going to happen with the Bills and Chiefs.
Yeah, that's true. Only thing we can hope for is this 1 o'clock game, Steelers-Ravens, doesn't go into overtime, and we can flip right over to Bills-Chiefs, I don't even remember if the Sunday night game was worth watching, but it was a horrible schedule this week for the NFL. A lot of games where people just were like, okay, I'm not watching that. So a good time to get some Christmas shopping done. That's what it's for. It was some things to get shopping done.
Yep, we shall
all
see.
Right, Doc,
appreciate that, dog.
Time, man.
Always good to hear from you.
Yep.
Toothpick, the first string podcast is absolutely – give my love, man, to the Georgia Bulldog. I know he's been smarting a little bit. And how about the Cowboys?
He was biting his nails last night.
Yeah, absolutely. To break we go. 1-800-636-1067 is the number here on Overtime. Welcome back. Overtime here on NFL Game Day. A lot going on. That round ball. Puck. Got a whole bunch of action going on. Of course, youth sports, which we love. Speaking of that, Dr. Sabar is on the road with a sharpshooter. And what part of the country are you coaching in now, Coach?
Hey there, Doc. And in Hotlanta, the hotel room, waiting for the next game. Heartbreaker, Doc. She played her old school. played Delvinel yesterday. She was killing it in third quarter, had three straight threes. I mean, they were deep, and we were up 10. But they got that big girl, a 6'3 girl. She had 32 points and 21 rebounds. Couldn't stop her, and we lost a close one. We had the ball the 4 seconds to go, I think, down three. My daughter had a deep three, step back, barely missed. So she's heartbroken. But I told her that's what makes you tough. That's when Michael Jordan missed more shots that were key than he made because he took them all. You got to be willing to take them. So we'll see how today goes. But speaking of our team, I like that Jaden didn't have a good game because I want to see what he does. I want to see what he does when it doesn't go well. Because I'm sorry about you guys. I don't know about the rest of you. I'm still in the research and development phase. I want to find out what he is before I pay him big money at the end. You know what I mean? I want to know what does he do when things don't go well. Does he appoint a sister? Does he blame people? Or does he look at himself and get better? So I'm not upset at all. I think we're on the right path. I think we got a good coaching staff and good ownership. And I'm just not worried too much about it. Now, next, can I speak about the Mike Tyson thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, we got back from the game. We drove in Friday night. That's right, it was Friday night. And I said, man, I missed the Mike Tyson thing at 8. So I logged on to Netflix at like 11:30, and that's when it actually started.
So
is that normal, Doc, for them to take 3 hours?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the underfight, women fight, they have everything. It's a teaser.
That is such a teaser. So listen, that was definitely a setup. He looked like an old man. Did you see the highlights of him training? He looked like a dog.
He is an old man.
An attack dog.
He is. He's 58 years old.
He's an attack dog. Something was weird. He did not. He hit one punch and then stopped back. I'm telling you, something was weird. I think it was a setup to where they were just going to let it go 8 rounds. Nothing bad was going to happen. And they both make millions. Like 60 million is what I saw.
Well, they made
that was a little weird.
2 minute rounds. Yeah. And I was embarrassed.
He could have killed that guy if he wanted to. I'm telling you, he held back. Something was up. Because that's not the Mike Tyson I know. Anyway.
I couldn't tell. Mel, did you think he held back?
Oh, God.
No, I think the years just caught up with him. I love Iron Mike.
Did y'all see the highlights of him training? Did you see the training highlights, how quick he was?
Yeah. Sure.
But okay, that was just a week ago.
In a Rocky movie, you know?
I think he was exhausted. I mean, you just run out of steam.
In the first round, you're exhausted? I don't know, man.
No, first round.
I just feel bad for him.
He was bobbing. He was moving around. He looked tough, tired, walking back to the stool after the sixth round.
I don't know, man. I just, I don't know. I don't like boxing when it does like that, 3 hours, and then they do that. I don't know. But,
oh, no, the undercard,
hey, you know,
though. No, you missed a hell of an undercard. You missed the women.
No, well, I didn't want to. I don't like seeing people bleed. I don't really like boxing. I'm like, I used to like it younger, but now it just upsets me when I see, like, eyes busted open and noses broken. And that stuff that the women do in the cage, I can't watch that. That's, I don't know, it's just something in me. I just want to vomit. I think it's post-kids. Like, once you have kids, you just can't watch that stuff. It's really disturbing. So I try to stay away from that stuff. But, more power to you. You guys like it. That's awesome. But wish me luck today, Doc. Wish my girl luck.
Good luck.
She's had 7 threes in 2 games so far. So fingers crossed.
Good luck,
we need wins.
Girl.
All right, thanks, Bud. Love you.
Good luck, all doctor. Right. Love you back.
Thanks.
Hey, man, Coach Sabah. And she thought Mike. Oh man, Mike made how much money again? Did Mike make?
I think he made 30. Yeah, that's what I was hearing. The number was at.
He worked for it, though. I'll tell you what, they didn't give it to him. He earned it. Because anytime you go in the ring, Jake's a big dude, man. You could get your head knocked off. I don't think there's anything casual about combat sports. Anytime you're getting struck, it's not a joke. Not a joke at all. So we shall see. Let's go to break on this. Don't forget, top of the hour. Donna Hopkins is going to give her insights. She covers this team. Also a part of Mac the Sacks, Tony McGee Plus. And we're going to get the old man on the show with us in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to see if I can speak to his physician so we can get him lined up. Stay with us. Oh, Mo, you are so funny, man. I think a lot of you think Sabah does not like JD5, and you hope that he fails. I don't know. I don't know if I buy that or not. Yeah, she did want May. She wasn't the only person that wanted May out of Carolina. But I think JD has shown us that all that he's the cream of the crop. I don't think there's any doubt in that. But
I would just like to say one thing format. About this too, Doc. There are a couple guys around here that were talking about how we needed to trade up for Caleb Williams all the time in the offseason, you know, before the draft and everything. Mm-hmm. And now I see him walking around in Jaden Daniels jerseys. So, you know, sometimes people's opinions change is all.
Yeah, it's but I hear this a lot, though. I hear a lot of people say that. This quarterback deal, all these rookies and everybody's had a shot, and we still don't know. It's going to take a couple years. But I think it's pretty clear I wouldn't trade our guy for none of them.
You still haven't really seen Penix play.
No. I like him coming out, but he's hurt. And the kid in Minnesota.
Yeah, JJ. Michigan,
I think he can play. I like him a lot. But, you know, it takes time. And they don't play alone. They play with a band. So they're going to be responsible for the other things that the band members do as well. It's not a solo act. And so that's the other thing. They get treated like it is, but it's not a solo act. You need everybody in on it, you know? Look at the dropsies. Everyone, most of those dropsies, he put the ball right where he needed to put it. They dropped him. So, hey, that's why it's a team. That's why it's the greatest team sport ever. In my mind. Baseball people feel like it's baseball. Basketball think it's hoops. We could all argue that, but it wouldn't be a big argument. But it is important to see the unsung heroes in this, man. These O-line, I mean, it's just O-line, D-line, man. Watching college yesterday, all the games, the upsets, this is what it's all about, man. Ton of fun. And we got the best seat in the house, getting ready to deal with all of it and riding with it. And all of a sudden, now we're back in the national frame. That's the thing I like about it. We're back in prime time, kind of. We're relevant again. We're no longer a joke, which is cool. I find that really, really enlightening. It's a lot of fun. We don't talk a whole bunch of college together, Metal. But this 12-game, these playoffs and all this whole new alignment, man, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I feel like they should have done this. The second they went to the 4-game, it should have been 12 because –
you're right.
I love, because there's always that sort of, last year, where, Florida State should have gotten in or whatever, but, if you can't make, the top 10, basically, I don't want to hear you should have been in it. There's no, you don't have a chance to say, we should have had a chance. Or, if you can't make the top 10 of the country, then I don't want to hear that you didn't have a fair shot at the championship, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. But look at all the different, this year now in college, hey, man, it's going to be outstanding. And not to really have an idea of who will be standing at the end is crazy. You know, it's really, really, really crazy for me. I love it. I love it. Because you can't really look at this and go, well, I guarantee you this team is going to be in. Really? Let's prove it. And Indiana, I mean, that's the greatest story going. It happens every year with somebody, some team, some combination. This one, and I think they've got the Buckeyes this week. Ooh-wee. MC in Herndon, what's on your mind?
Yeah, first of all, I want to say happy early birthday to Lisa Goldman. Second, when was the last time the Commanders was 7-3.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good one. That'll make you scratch your head till you ball hit it.
Sit back and enjoy the ride. Number 5 is the real deal. Sit back, get some popcorn, and enjoy the ride. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate you. Yeah, it sounds good, but you don't get a chance to do that in this sport. We're always pressing it. 3 Mayo Monkey said, Jaden's a real deal. but I think he should probably sit a week or two so he can get healthy. You're not the only person that thinks that. And maybe that's too late. You know, you can't redo it. That's the thing that makes this so interesting. Because if you could have, you'd have liked to have stole one of the 2 weeks that you may have been overmatched. Because you got an experienced backup. But it's over now. So what you do is hope that you gain experience and you don't hope you didn't set the injury back. That's the one thing I don't. And I don't blame them. We don't deserve clarity. It's none of our business. That's something they have to keep in-house. That's strategic for their opponents. They don't want their opponents to know what's going on. Look at the film. When you see him run, based on what you've seen in the past, tells me all I need to know.
Well, the NFL does have rules on what you have to disclose, though, on this stuff. So there are...
Yeah, and people break their rules more than anybody's ever seen in my life.
Sure. I'm not saying they don't, but there are, you know, there are certain rules in place that you are, you know, you're not supposed to just not say when a player is injured and stuff. So
how did it look to you?
I don't think injury was the issue with any of that. That it just seems like people are looking for something because they don't want to blame, you know, either a poor performance from him or his line or whatever you want to call it. But I don't think an injury was the issue here.
Man, that's fair. That's fair. I did not quick burst. Then I know something's up. I don't know what it is, but I do know something up. Throwing wise, you know, the guy had been so he was bound at some point. I mean, nobody's been as good as this dude was out the blocks. It was frightening. So he kind of came back to earth. But I think the injury did prompt that. I love the fact that he hasn't missed the time. I mean, that's flat out warrior. And he's going in, and again, if you take, you can't take anything away. But my God, the drops. Help a brother out. Yeah, if they'd given him a little bit of help, we wouldn't even notice this.
So frustrating to see those drops. I know.
I know it. I see, that's the thing. But it's part of the game. It's part of the game, man. You can't have one without the other. That's what makes it so great. And then when you get everybody open and you make that breakdown into protection. I hate that we haven't mentioned Eckler more. You talk about a bad behind. Ooh, my goodness. This dude is shot out of a cannon. Eckler's that dude, man. Love watching this guy play. Love listening to him with Grant and Danny when he comes on the show. You want to hear a guy that sounds, it really sounds like he is thrilled to be in the program. He's a great interview. He's just a great player, man. We're lucky. And this is why I know they're good, is because of the guys they have. Peters, man, they pick people. You pick people, pick the right people. Doesn't matter what your 40 time is. If you're a jackass, it's going to eventually affect the team record. You think the New York Jets don't have a lot of talent or more talent than people are losing to? Do you know how little we've mentioned Arizona and they're winning? Do you realize that Arizona's not in last place?
Yes. Yes, I do.
But nobody's mentioned it
this year. Their division is tough.
Yeah, I know. I know. But they're on top of it. And nobody's talking about that. That to me is kind of crazy. They're like Indiana. Yeah, it's crazy. The Cardinals aren't in last place, and nobody is talking about that. To break we go. We'll ask the Donna Hopkins at the top of the hour what she thinks. Talking Commanders and NFL right here on The Fan. Noon in the nation's capital. On a Sunday, football Sunday, Burgundy go idol. Kind of different for us, but a chance to look under the hood and see what's happening with other other teams, but we only really care about care about ours. Donna Hopkins is on the beat. Skeletto's on the gridiron. And it's all over it. And so, Donna, I'll ask you, what was your take from the trip to South Philadelphia?
Yeah, you know, talking to Hey Doc, it's great to be here, you know, taking a little breath from football to a certain degree. But, you know, talking to some of the player personnel before the game started, they said down on the football field, it was like playoff atmosphere. But it wasn't played like playoff atmosphere on one side of the ball. I thought the Commanders came out a little flat on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, I thought the defense hung in there for three quarters. But as you know, Doc, it doesn't take three quarters. It takes four quarters. And I think they sustained Saquon Barkley for the most part, but he just broke loose. And anytime you leave the defense on the field that long, they're going to wear down against Eagles team that seemed to have turned the pages, you know, as far as the way they started off. But as Brian Robinson said after the game, is that they've got to clean up everything that is dirty right now. And I said, wow, I think that pretty much sums up, you know, the feeling of this team has confidence still that, you know, the hiccups that they've had these last two games, that they've got 10 days to get ready for the Cowboys to move forward. But it is some things right now that they do need to clean up to figure out, you know, what's going on with this offense that has sputtered a little bit, but I think that it can get back on track.
Yeah, it has. It's been self-inflicted wounds. It's one thing to be stopped, but the drops, running short routes, some of those things are on them, and those are correctable. Running up against Philly's front five, I mean, Philly just has some beasts. We have some beasts.
Yeah, they push. And you know, the Commanders have gone up against some solid defenses. I mean, just the Pittsburgh defense that probably tops right there with Baltimore, and to face a Philadelphia, you know, front defensive that pushed the Commanders' offensive line around quite a bit. But I think you nailed it, because even in the Pittsburgh game, and it trickled on into the Philly game, it's the drop balls that's not characteristic of this team and the receiving core, and just those things that, you know, that they had not done over the course of their winning stretch. But now it's starting to surface a little bit. Not for sure why that is, but as the players told me in the locker room after, it's basically starting over and reconnecting to the things that got you there, you know, those wins. But like you said, it would be one thing if they weren't clean up, you know, that you're not able to clean up. But I think a lot of the things really is refocus that this, you know, that the receivers, those drop balls, the special teams, the drop balls there, that it's just refocusing and concentrating a little bit more on the details. And I think that that's some of the things that's not happening right now. Because I think Jaden missed some things in the Philadelphia game, but I think that he's still been spot on with basically moving this offense and navigating and being a young quarterback. Teams are going to figure you out after a while as far as how they defend you, because Jaden said that every time he goes out there, somebody defends him differently because they've got film now. But that doesn't mean that Jaden can't step forward, because I think that he has in the games that he's played these last 2 weeks to learn how to navigate or what the defenses are throwing at him right now.
And you work with one of the best to ever rush the quarterback in the National Football League. Tony's got to be encouraged by what he's seen lately by this pass rush.
Oh, most definitely, because I'm on him. He's always saying to me that I'm hard on the defense. I said, I'm only hard on the defense when they're not getting the job done, but that hasn't been as of late, because Dante Fowler has 8.5 sacks. He had, before this game against Philadelphia, he had two back-to-back games where he had two, four in the last two games before the Philly game, and 8.5. He's right there at the top of the leaderboard with in the NFL with sacks. So the play that his play has been tremendous. Jeremy Chinn, Johnny Newton, even De'Ron Payne, you could tell freshness in his game. So the defense is really stepped up, and they really have played well. I mean, the run defense, not so much the last couple of weeks, but you've had great runners. But still, it's some areas right there that they need to clean up a little bit if they're going to move forward in this final stretch.
Well, I'll tell you, my concern is Donna Hopkins breaks it down for us talking burgundy and gold here on Overtime. It is, and Heavy Metal and I, we had a good first hour on this. This Dallas game is huge because the fan base is falling. I don't want to fall into this trap about a rivalry. It's not a rivalry, number one. Number two, we have got to win. This is the biggest game ever because we have got to win the game.
Yeah,
and it's a trap if you think Dallas can't beat you.
Oh, anybody, I tell people, when you play the divisional games, you've got to put on the
brakes right.
And not think about the records because everybody, just think about Cincinnati and Pittsburgh when they played each other a few weeks back. And, you know, Cincinnati, everybody said they had fallen apart. They went toe-to-toe with the Ravens in that game. Should have probably won that, but just didn't have the tools to finish that game. And it's the same. I said it was a must game for Philadelphia because the Commanders could have been in first place had they beat the Eagles. And the Cowboys, because of, you know, everything that they're dealing with, the quarterback situation, no running game, and all those pieces that will trip you up, you've got to go in this game against Dallas thinking that they're right up there with Philadelphia and right up there with you, and you've got to bring your A-plus game and not even, you know, get tripped up about what Dallas is going right now. It's about what's going on with the Commanders right now and your team to clean up those things to get ready for this stretch.
Yeah, I'm really pulling for a thorough butt kicking, and they really need to blow this offense up, get after them, and really recalibrate where they are. And the only way you can do that is a 30-plus victory. Go down there and leave no doubts whatsoever. You catch them down, not that you're that much better, but that they are down, and you step on them, squash them like a bug under a boot, and move on. I do not want to get caught up in a nail biter against these chumps down there in Jerry World. That'd be the dumbest thing we could ever do.
It shouldn't even be a situation where this team struggles if they play their game. If they play the game that they're capable of playing, it should not be close. And the thing about this game is that they have 10 days to heal up some of those wounded bodies because this is a stretch of the season that everybody is beat up. But they got some bodies back, a Brian Robinson back in the lineup, gave them a breath of fresh air in that running game. The offensive lineman, Wiley, and those guys that had been out, Cornelius Lucas, and all those guys, you're getting back where they're going to be probably healthy being this 10-day stretch that they're on before they play Dallas, that they can heal up everything. But what they have to heal up to me is their mindset that has to go back to those details of what got them wins in the stretch of the season. Because, Rick, you know that half of this is mental right now, and they can't get in the point where this spirals out that they should be so mad at these two losses that they should have had, that going into this Dallas game, they should punish Dallas because of these two losses that should have been W's for them.
No, that's right. You're absolutely right. That's what I'm hoping for. Metal, I think we're all on the same page. It's time to mend up, sharpen the blades, and go out and get fresh kill and come back and really get ready for Thanksgiving the right way. Because there's no turning back. The football's for real, and you got to lay it on the line. And I think we'll be healthy, the healthiest we've been in a minute after Sunday.
I think so.
And that's encouraging. Yeah.
And Rick, I think the fans need to pump the brakes a little bit too, because they're acting like that this team didn't go through the stretch of winning. And when you lose two games, then you get all panicky. The fans right now to me is panicky right now. There's no need to push the panic button right now. I mean, you got to stand up and get the attention right now that, hey, things need to change back. But this is not a time to jump off the ship, push the panic button, because I think that the scope of this team is put together so well that I think that they've got the tools to move past this, to figure out what's going on, so that come Dallas game, that they've cleaned up enough that they can move forward again with some W's. Because they've got it in their hands. They've got divisional games that if they win these three divisional games, and you know, that's the key thing. You want to win the games in your division. So they've got three opportunities still to do that. So I think the fans need to just take a breath of fresh air and breathe a little bit.
Well, I'm with you on that. And you enjoy the rest of your Sunday and tell the old guy with the white beard that I miss him.
Oh, definitely. But, Rick, I'm going to make sure that I bring you back to educate him a little bit, because I think he needs a hug right now.
Well, good deal. I look forward to it. Monday.
Yes, Monday.
All right, good deal. Thank you. It's Donna Hopkins and Tony McGee's Pro Football Plus, still rolling almost 50 years, it seemed like it. If you see him, then you know exactly what I mean. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll light it up on the lines before we toss this bad boy over. Is the youngest in charge moving in today? I think he is.
Not today.
Oh, he's not today. Okay. All right, good deal. Get used to that. Toby Altizer, my guy. We'll be right back. Oh, sookie, sookie, as Coach would say. Got a lot going here. A little brisk Sunday, November 17th, at 12:20 in the nation's capital. And we got Rico out in Waldorf as we wind this bad boy down. Rico, what's going on, player?
Hey, not much. Hey, I just want to say one thing. I think they'll get rid of Kingsbury. I mean, this boy.
Rico, we can't hear you, brother. Try it again.
I think they need to get rid of Kingsbury. I mean, these plays that he calling, man, these 3 and 4 yard passes, you know, no passes between 20 and 30 yards like everybody else is doing. Very seldom you see a slant, you know. It's like once he's in on the running game, and then it's all out on the quarterback.
Now, Rico, you know you had a lot of success with this guy. You've got a two-game funk. Now, granted, you got some validity in what you're saying. Take away the drops, though. If you complete the drops, is he a bum?
No, he don't throw no. Look, everybody knows that Jalen got a nice long ball.
Yeah, you do.
They don't even throw the ball down past 30 yards on one go.
Yeah, they didn't against the Eagles. You're right.
The whole game they don't throw.
Yeah.
So everybody is geared up for the run.
Yeah.
Because they know.
You're not the only person to state that. So you're good on that. And that's what happens when you lose. It all looks worse when you lose. But we'll keep that in mind. And I appreciate your call. Let's go to Annandale. Billy, welcome
to
OT.
Hey, how you doing, Doc?
Hey, yeah, man.
Hey, I got to tell you, you a horse whisperer. Remember last time we talked, I was saying about that Alabama bull need to get neutered?
Yep.
I mean, you seen what that guy done the past two games? He's been a wrecking ball coming on out. What'd you say to him?
Hey, man, I don't know. It's the power of all of us, man. It ain't me, it's us.
Well, let me give you another thing. You need to get in there and talk to Cliff about getting Sinnott more involved in the offense.
I'd love to see Sinnott involved more, man. I love that dude, man. But again, Cliff knows more about his job than I do. I think what we got to do is ride this bad boy out. Because if we take away the drops, without the drop, then I may be more inclined to agree with you. They had people wide open or an errant throw that they're wide open. So I don't want that to cloud my judgment because I want to jump to the results. Results have not been there. But I'm looking at the process and go, let's give it another week. But I'm on my last week of patience.
Let me just ask you one last question, Doc.
Okay. And
this is about 1 minute. This is about our guy Ertz. He's a great locker room guy, but I mean he's not that good anymore.
Played his best game in Philly. I thought he upped his game in Philly.
Yeah, all right, but I think they got to go with the youth. That's what I'm saying.
I'm with you too. I know. I was screaming for Cynic, but he kind of stepped his game up in Philly. But I don't care who they play. Just play somebody that makes a play, and then we're good.
All right.
Hey, Billy, I look forward to your calls, man.
Thanks, Doc.
You keep calling. Hey, man, you love you back. Hey, Metal, Billy's our kind of guy, man. We could do a Frosty with Billy, and we'd be all good. I love people like that. Keep it absolute real.
I don't know about getting rid of Kingsbury
fake about
right
Billy.
Now, though. I don't know about getting rid of Kingsbury. The previous caller wanted to get rid of Kingsbury. I don't know about that one.
No. I'm getting rid of nobody. I'm not getting rid of anybody. I just want them to do whatever it takes to win, like they were doing. You can win, we'll be okay. Hey, we got the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Dub Bears coming up. Chicago has a great fan base. I kid a lot about them, but I understand the passion is there for my friend, Brother Bird. Look, man, God bless all of you. Keep it tight. Keep it real, burgundy and gold, till my blood runs cold. Because for me, it's us. Hail to the W.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.